The chairman of the National Peace Council, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, has challenged the electorate, especially the youth, to demand of politicians who make all sorts of promises how they will fulfill them. He said the assertiveness will make politicians to think through their promises when on political platforms. Most Reverend Asante threw the challenge when he addressed the Greater Accra Delegates Conference of the National Service Personnel Association in Accra. He said seeking political office should not be a do-or-die affair. Phyllis Kofi reports.
Most Reverend Professor Asante said the youth should not allow themselves to be used as a conduit to foment troubles during the electioneering. He called on them to be peace ambassadors before, during and after the elections.
Nations and indeed societies all over the world are interested and have invested time, energy and resources towards socio-economic transformation. But development always takes place in societies where there is peace. I have had people confronting me and saying that you speak a lot about peace, talk about justice. And I have said that I have never known justice in a warring country. When people are angry and they are pulling down buildings, killing innocent children. So if you are going to be able to talk about justice, then we must preserve a context, and that context is peaceful environment. In a pluralistic society such as ours, conflicts may occur, but the presence of robust governance institutions and the commitment of all actors to a non-violent resolution of misunderstanding and disagreement promote not only peace, but also development. In other words, there is a symbiotic relationship between development and peace.
The Greater Accra Regional Director of the NCC, Mrs. Lucille Annan, said the commission has embarked on a massive public education on the need for the lottery to tolerate opposing views and promote peace before and after the elections.
Let us promote the peace through the various ways that we can. We have civic education clubs in the district. Some of you are teachers in your district. Try as much as possible when you meet at assembly and other things, try to educate your students on the need for peace. When you get the opportunity to educate households, please tell them the need for peace. To attain peace, every citizen must be law-abiding and respect electoral laws. We must also show respect for others' opinions.